Are you looking for money-saving advice to grow and promote yourself and your business? If so, this is the show for you. Put your hands together for the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with host and author Lisa Sims.
Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And as always, it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, June 3rd of 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm hoping that you're having a great week and you're getting a lot of things accomplished and enjoying the weather. We've had some days of rain here, but we've got today is a very sunny day, so I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can. So I hope wherever you are, the weather is cooperating with you. And we have a great show lined up for you today. It's going to be very informative, as always, and easy to apply. So I know that the information that's going to be presented today is going to leave you in good hands and also kind of get those creative juices stirring. And as always, we always like to go ahead and get started with some announcements. Now, I always like to let people know when the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show airs, and it typically airs on the first and the last Wednesday of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know you lead a very busy life, and you're working, and you're doing all that good stuff, so if you can't listen to the show live, we've made it very easy for you to catch it. The shows are available in iTunes as well as via the Stitcher app, so you can listen on your mobile devices. And also, you can always log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar, and you can listen to your favorite episode or the episode that you miss from your favorite browser. We've made it just that easy. Now, if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I'd love to have you. The only requirements that I have is, number one, your particular topic needs to pertain to the theme of the show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, and you must be able to talk about that particular topic for 20 to 30 minutes. So if you can do that, I would highly encourage you to go ahead and check out our blog at stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link and fill out the form with the necessary information. I'll review it, and if it's a good fit, then I'll be in touch. It is just that easy. And we also encourage you to follow us on social media so you're always in the know as to what's going on with the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Now, I happen to have two Twitter handles. The first one is B as in Boy, IZ, Money Saver, and that particular Twitter handle I use to send out informative money-saving tweets that can save you money in your business. And every now and again, I might sprinkle some in there about ways that you as a consumer can save money as well. But most of the time, I try to stick to strictly business. And I have another Twitter handle, and that's author Lisa Sims with one M. And that particular Twitter handle I use to send out information about upcoming book projects that I'm working on, speaking engagements, and other things that I'm working on that's the author side of the house. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and follow me on both of those Twitter handles. And if and when you are on Facebook, I highly encourage you to go ahead and like our Facebook fan page. We've made that easy for you as well. All you have to do is visit facebook.com/stretchingadollar, and our page is there, and we're doing a good job of keeping that updated, so you'll see when the show airs and other information about the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And also, we highly encourage you to go out to Amazon.com. You can search on my name, Lisa Sims, and I've got quite a few books out there, and I'm working on my latest book. It's called The Believer's Heart Checkup, and basically, I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm a believer first. So I highly encourage you to just go out there and take a look at that and some of the other books that we have, and we've got quite a few projects that we are working on at the time, and there's so many. I don't want to really get into them right now. We're planning a big launch in July, trying to make it happen on my birthday, which happens to be July 1st. So I've got quite a lot of work to do between now and July 1st, but I believe that it can happen. Lastly, if you haven't been visiting our blog at stretchingyourcash.com, I would highly encourage you to do that as well. We're going to do a better job keeping that updated, but we do have some informative articles out there and other information for you. Whew. Now that we've got the announcements out of the way, what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, we are going to discuss today's topic, which is how to use the Periscope app to learn and promote your small business. So if you've heard about it, really haven't heard about it, want to know more about it, well, today's show is definitely for you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And you are in for a treat today. We are going to be talking about the Periscope app and how it can actually help you not only learn, but also to promote your small business. And you may be wondering, I always like to give you background information about how I come up with these topics. Well, I was doing some research, and I happened to come across a particular blog post about the Periscope app. So I was like, well, what is it? What can it do? And so I decided, let me download it onto my iPhone and kind of play around with it. And just to give you a little bit of background about the Periscope app, it is Twitter's new live streaming app that has basically become a very big hit for a lot of people for a number of reasons, but it lets you or anyone be able to live stream your broadcast through your iPhone's camera, and you can broadcast to the world. You can kind of think of it as kind of like a Google Hangout, but specifically for your iPhone. Now, I'm not sure if it's already on Android yet or not, but like I said, I'm an iPhone user, so I'm talking from the perspective of the iPhone. And It is a great tool to use because it is very easy to use. You can basically start a broadcast from wherever you are. All you have to do is sign up with your Twitter account. And once you sign up with that, then you can go ahead and once you've got, say, the information that you want to be able to broadcast about, say you're out and about and your particular company is doing an event and you want to be able to broadcast from that event, voila, you can use the Periscope app and you can broadcast to the world. And you can also gain followers as well. So it is another way for you to be able to put your business out in front of people with very little cost. Well, there's no cost really because the app is free. All it takes is a little bit of time and creativity. And the thing that I like about it is that people can also, just like they follow you on Twitter, people can also follow you on the Periscope app as well. And this particular app has really been gaining in popularity. I mean, there's a lot of people and there's some big name people that are on the Periscope app that are using it to broadcast. And I forgot to mention another positive thing about the Periscope app is that, say, for example, if you are at an event and you wanted to take live questions, you can do that as well. So it gives you the ability to broadcast from anywhere and take live questions at the same time. Now, some of the people that I have seen on the Periscope app include Shark Tank's Damon John, and then there's Grant Cardone. I mean, there's a lot of people who are actually using it. Dateline NBC. Let me see some other people that I happen to follow. Let's see. The Huffington Post, they do use the Periscope app. So there's a lot of people that are actually using it, and you can actually learn a lot from the people that are actually using it, and this can be another platform for you to be able to get your message out about your particular product or service or just gain visibility for your particular product or service, or if you're an author or whatever the case may be, aspiring entrepreneur. It is a great way to put your face out there so that people start to get to know you. Now, the other interesting thing about the Periscope app is, as well, is that you can actually save your videos to your camera roll. Now, the only thing about that is you need to make sure that you download those because they're going to take up some valuable space on your phone. So you want to make sure that you go ahead and download those or put them on some kind of cloud storage so that you still have space available on your phone, because from what I've been reading, they can be pretty large. So you just want to make sure that you regularly go ahead and take those off of your phone. But as I said, it is a free app from Twitter, and you can broadcast live from anywhere. All you need is a internet connection, and really people can chat with you. You don't even really have to know the people. If they see that you have something interesting that you're talking about, then people can join in. For example, if you wanted to do, say, a quick tutorial or educational seminar, something quick and easy, using the Periscope app. Well, this is a great way to do it because people are depending more and more on their mobile devices. So you can always go ahead and kind of attract that particular crowd, and then they can view these particular episodes later. So if they missed the live recording, it's not a big problem. They can always go back in and they can look at it at their leisure. So you don't have to worry about, okay, even though it's live, if they miss it, it's never missed because they can always look at it at another time. So it is a great app to use. And another one of the things that I wanted to point out about it is that I've lost my train of thought. But anyhow, it'll come back to me as I talk. But this is a great tool to use. Simplicity at its best. And the thing of it is, it can help you increase your brand. You can actually follow people as well, just like you do on Twitter, and you can actually block people as well if there's someone that you don't really want following you, or someone says something derogatory about you. Well, you can actually block those people as well. And you also receive notifications when people are actually following you. So it is a very good tool to use. So when we come back, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to give you some more information about the Periscope app, such as the number of users and how some people are actually using this to promote their brand. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. To the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And we are talking about how to use the Periscope app to learn and promote your small business. And I forgot to mention before we went to commercial break that the chat room is open and available. So if anyone has any questions or thoughts that they'd like to share, the chat room is open. So I want to let you know that. But getting back to the Periscope app, now there's been kind of some mixed reviews about it, and some people like it, some people don't. And it's going to be that way with practically anything. I mean, there's some good uses for it, and then, of course, you know, people can always use things the wrong way. But for our purposes, it is another free tool to help you get the word out about your business. And with any social media platform, there's things that you want to make sure that you consider. First of all, there's timing. You want to make sure that you're actually producing these Periscope episodes at a time where people are going to be available. I mean, there's different times where people are known to be online, so you want to be aware of when your target audience is online, so that when you do these live broadcasts and you want to be able to have interactive feedback, that you're within that particular block of time so that people can interact with you. So it's almost like when you're uploading videos to YouTube, you want to make sure that you do it within, I think the time frame was 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., somewhere in that time frame. That's when the most YouTube videos are uploaded, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, you want to make sure that you are aware of when your particular target audience is going to be online or available for your particular content. And the second thing that you also want to keep in mind is that even though you are live streaming, you still want to remember that people have relatively short attention spans. I had to learn that, like for my two-year-old son, it's like, okay, his attention span is his age, 2 minutes. So if you keep that in mind, it's like, okay, for most people, their attention span is their age, but you don't want to, like for me, you don't want to do 40 minutes. But basically, you want to do something quick and memorable. So if you can stick within that, I would say, 3 to 5 minute mark, or, you know, no longer than 10. I mean, if you're engaging is one thing, but if it's not engaging, I'd say stick to that 3 to 5, because people are going to tune you out if it's not engaging. So just keep people's attention spans in mind when you're actually creating your particular live stream, because everybody, even though we may think our particular content is engaging, other people may not. And the other thing about it is that you want to be prepared. I mean, you don't want to be totally scripted. One of the good things about the Periscope app is that it allows you to kind of be in your natural environment. I mean, you don't have to be scripted with a teleprompter and things of that nature, but you want to make sure that you've got some good visuals in the background, not a whole lot of noise if you can help it. I mean, if you're in a live event, that's one thing, but you want to make sure that people can hear you. Invest in a good external microphone if possible, so that the sound can be as good as it can be if you're outside or even inside. You know, just make sure that you don't have a lot of distracting factors in the background, dogs barking, kids running around, you know, back and forth and things of that nature. So you want it to still be an extension of your business and your business's brand. So we have to keep that in mind. Even though people want to see the personal side of us, we still have to remember that we, as an entrepreneur, are still our business. And when people see us, they see our business. So we want to be able to put our best foot forward when it comes to presenting an image that people see of us, because you only get one time to make a lasting first impression, and whatever impression we make that first time, that's really what people are going to remember. No matter what we do, they are going to remember that very first interaction with us. So with that said, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some other interesting facts about this Periscope app that can help you to learn and promote your small business here on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands of Entrepreneurs Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we have been discussing the Periscope app and how it can help you learn and promote your small business. Now, during the break, I did a little bit of research, and then I found out that the Periscope app is available on the Android for all you Android users. It became available as of May the 26th. So now, I mean, there are differences in the interface, but it is still available on both platforms. So now the Android users can use it as well. And I also learned that Periscope is also in competition with the Meerkat app. And basically it is another app that's used to live stream video as well. So if you're not familiar with Meerkat, hey, maybe we'll do a show on the Meerkat app, but it is something that you definitely want to check out as well. And then I also was doing a little bit more research and found out, just to give you a little history on this Periscope app, that Twitter bought the Periscope, the startup, for close to $100 million in January. And the company said that the iOS app attracted 1 million people in the first 10 days following the Periscope launch, but hasn't revealed any user data since. Now, I've been trying to find some user data to see how many people are actually using this particular app, but this is what all I could find based off of doing a search. But 1 million people, that's still a lot of people that are using the Periscope app. And plus, since it's free, I mean, I would highly encourage you to just give it a try as well. And I also learned that the Meerkat app, which also launched on the iOS platform, and it launched ahead of Periscope, also released its own Android versions a few weeks ago, again beating its Twitter own rival to the punch. So it actually beat Periscope to the punch. Nevertheless, there's still power in numbers. So whether you choose Meerkat or Periscope, there's still an advantage to having the live stream broadcast. And like I said, you can use it as a learning tool. What better way to learn from successful entrepreneurs than to follow them on the Periscope app? As I said, there's Grant Cardone. He does different broadcasts. I mean, seems like he does something every day because I'm always getting some kind of notification that he's having a broadcast. And he does some very interesting broadcasts. Some of them have included how to increase your sales funnel and just answering any questions that you have about branding. And Damon John also does some broadcasts about different things concerning branding. So what better way to have access to experts than to use the Periscope app? And you can always learn some pointers from them as well. You can kind of learn, okay, what is it that they are doing that you can implement so that you can attract some of the same people who follow them. I always like to tell people, I always look for opportunities to learn from others. If you don't, I'm not the expert on everything. There's always someone that's going to be smarter than you. So you always want to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. If you are the biggest fish in the pond, then your pond is too small. You need to look for a lake. And that's what I look for. I don't want to be the smartest person in the pond. I want a lake where I can surround myself with different people who have more experience and expertise so that I can learn from them and I can kind of bounce ideas off of them. And this is a good tool to be able to do that as well. And it will help you build up your your following as well. Because I just signed up maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I really haven't done my first broadcast yet. I'm more kind of behind-the-scenes type of person, but I'm getting ready to do some things that's going to push me out of my comfort level and put me into the camera, so to speak, instead of just being a voice that you hear on a podcast. So, you know, that just takes a little bit of, you know, getting used to. So I would highly encourage you, if you're not really one of those people that want to be out in front of the camera, to kind of work on that, because people want to be able to connect with you, relate with you, you know, collaborate with you. They want to be able to actually feel like they know you. And if you're doing a live broadcast or just doing a broadcast in general, then they can kind of feel like they are connected with you. So, you know, do some practice shots first before you actually decide, okay, you want to go live or whatnot. But there's so many different uses that you can do with the Periscope app. I already mentioned that you can learn from others, and then you can always do a short little presentation or slash webinar about a particular topic that you think people may be interested in. Everybody is an expert on something, and everybody has something that someone wants to know something about. We all have it. We just have to search a little, bit and think a little creatively, and we can come up with something that people will want to know a little bit further about. So, once again, this particular app is free. It's available through the App Store for iOS users, and it is available on the Android as of May 26th. And it is one of those tools that you can add to your arsenal that will really help you to start to get out there and really start to connect with your target audience, because if nobody knows that you exist, then what good is it? And I'm doing a quick search to see if the, now there is a, I'm on my iPad now, there is a app that's called Perry's Find that actually helps you find videos for Periscope. So these videos can be seen on the iPad as well. Now, there's not a Periscope app for the iPad. There is one called Periscope Now. But the thing about this one is that you have to pay $1.99 for it. So if you don't mind paying $1.99, then go ahead. But as far as the iPhone is concerned, you can go ahead and download it for free. So just keep that in mind as well. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else about on the iPad. No, it's mostly for the iPhone, but it is a great tool to use to do your on-location broadcast, as well as just if you just want to do a quick video. And you may be saying, well, what's the difference between this and the Google Hangout? Well, I mean, same concept. The only kind of difference is that, okay, you're gaining followers because the Periscope app was bought by Twitter. So you're gaining Twitter followers versus with the Google Hangout. Now, there is a Google Hangout app that is available both for the Android and the iOS device. Now, the thing that I see that kind of separates that from the Periscope app is that once you do a Google Hangout, you do have the ability to, once you are done with it, that you can actually have the recording automatically uploaded to YouTube. without you having to do anything to it. Now, of course, you can edit it if you would like, but it can automatically upload to YouTube. Now, with the Periscope app, you would have to be, you would have to do it yourself, because it saves it to your camera roll, and then you can use many of the video apps that are available to edit it if you so like, and, you know, add different effects and titles and text and things of that nature. And I'm not sure the format that it actually saves it in, because I haven't done my first one yet, but it just seems like there's an extra step there that you would have to do versus with the Google Hangout, because it saves it to YouTube automatically. So that's kind of the difference between it. I mean, the same concept. You can do a live broadcast. It's just one just happens to be reaching mobile users, and the other one you can reach mobile users as well, but it just gives you that added benefit of being able to upload it to YouTube. So play around with both of them and kind of see which one you like. But as I always like to do, I always like to present you with options so that you know what's out there, so that you can have informed conversations with people when they are discussing these different apps, and you can say, oh, okay, I know about that particular app. So as I always like to say, we always like to investigate the free items, because free is good. I love free. I don't know about anybody else, but I love free. And anytime I can find free apps that can allow me to connect with my target audience and to be able to build credibility and trust, and for people to feel like they're connected with me, that's really what it's all about, being able to build trust and credibility with the people that are in our target market. So go ahead and download the free Periscope app. Try it out. See what you think. See how it actually helps your Twitter following, and see how many additional followers you can get. And then just, you know, let me know, and we can kind of go from there. But it's just one of those tools that you want to be able to just at least try. And for me, I see it really being a good tool for authors, because, hey, you can even do a reading from a portion of your book or upcoming book, and basically put it out there for people to be able to see, and give you some instant feedback and ask questions immediately. So, I mean, you can get some instant feedback without having to wait. So there's some good uses for it as well. So I hope you have enjoyed today's show. I know it's a kind of a short show, but there's not a whole lot that we can say about the Periscope app that I haven't already kind of addressed. So, but download it, try it out, and see how you like it. So our next show is going to be, I think it's on the 24th. Let me check really, really quick. I think it is the 24th. Whatever, the last Wednesday of the month. Yes, the 24th. So I'm working on getting a special guest that's possibly going to be discussing a different aspect of marketing. So just keep your eyes peeled for the Blog Talk Radio Stretching the Dollar show page for more information about the upcoming show. So I hope you've learned a great deal about the Periscope app today, and how you can actually use it to promote not only yourself but your business. And since today is Wednesday, hey, we've only got two more days in the week. And if you're like me, you're an entrepreneur, you're always working, so there's never really, when you're looking forward to the weekend, I mean, yeah, it's Friday, but you're still working. But it's still good to at least look for Friday. So I hope you can join me on June 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, as I said early in the show, don't forget to follow me on the various social media networks. I'm on Twitter. I'm Biz Money Saver, and also author Lisa Sims. And don't forget to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/stretchingadollar. And then if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I'd highly encourage you to visit our blog at stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. And I'd love to have you as a guest. And remember, you can always listen to any episode that you may have listened, that you may have missed, via the iTunes and Stitcher app, as well as visiting blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar. So until June 24th, I hope you have a good remainder of the week and that you get a lot accomplished before the end of the month. I'm doing my countdown to not only my birthday, but to all these other projects that I'm trying to launch on my birthday, trying to give myself a pretty good birthday. I always like to have a goal to strive for, and I think July 1st is a very good goal to strive for, to have some of these projects completed. And I think you're going to be, well, I know you're going to be impressed, and you're really going to enjoy the new products that we're going to be presenting to you, and they're going to help a lot of people, and that's what it's all about, helping people. So until June 24th, be blessed.